All right. This is the Pacifica National Board teleconference of Wednesday, May 27th, 2009. Richard, our secretary, will take the role.
Okay. Sherry Gindelman.
Present.
Lee Simmons.
Here.
Andrea Turner.
Present.
Joe Gonzalez.
Here.
Grace Aaron.
Here.
Sean O'Brien.
Present.
Leslie Radford. Leslie, can't hear you. Rico Ross.
Here.
George Ryder. Sandra Rawline. Wendy Srell. Can't hear Sandra or Wendy. Susan Young?
Here.
Nia Bediako?
Present.
Carolyn Burton?
Here.
Kathy Davis?
Here.
Jamie Ross?
Here.
Jim Brown?
Yeah.
DC Bird? AC Bird.
AC is having some family problems right now. He may join us late.
Okay. Lissette King?
Yes.
David Beaton?
Yes.
Sophia Wangaza?
Here.
George Ryder's in England. He may not get on the line.
He was planning to.
I didn't get Leslie Radford, Sandra Rawline, Wendy Srell. You have a and Les Radke, you're there?
Yes.
LaVarne Williams, are you there? Ricardo De Anda. Okay, you've got a quorum. Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, we can't hear you.
I'm very sorry. I had muted myself. We need to find a timekeeper next. Would anyone like to volunteer?
Yeah, Grace, if you or somebody reminds me of the times as we go through this, I will be very happy to do that. I'm opening up my timer right now.
Okay, thank you, Sean. All right, the first thing on the agenda is to schedule the next meeting. We have 5 minutes on the agenda for that.
Okay, and I'll pull up the agenda as well in just a second. Okay, so I'm going to start the clock now?
Yes.
Thank you.
So the next in-person meeting, I believe we had a came to a thought about that from the coordinating.
Point of order.
Yes.
Don't you have to approve the agenda?
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry. Scheduling the next meeting is above approving the agenda, oddly enough.
So, Madam Chair, I suggest we switch that order.
Okay, good. So now next thing would be agenda approval. Does anyone have any additions or changes to the agenda that they'd like to propose?
Joe.
Okay, Joe.
Yeah, the item that's currently on the consent.
I can hardly hear.
Yeah, Joe, can you speak up, please?
You. Hello?
Yes, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. The item that's on the consent item on the agenda, it needs to be fixed. So I wonder if you could just move that back to the governance committee section, even though I asked for it to be put on the consent part of the agenda.
Okay.
It says June, and you know the KPFLSB doesn't meet until July.
Okay. All right. Would anyone like to second Joe's motion?
So moved.
Leslie, I'll second that.
Or second.
Is there any objection to referring this entire consent item to the Governance Committee?
I would like to refer it to the LSBs and the CABs, so yes, I suppose there is.
I guess what I was saying is just to move it to the Governance Committee item so it can be amended to say August or something, because as it stands, it's asking for the LSBs to come back to us with feedback by June. But in the case of KPFA, the LSB won't meet again until July.
And also, it came out of the Governance Committee.
Right, correct.
Exactly. Oh, okay. So is there any other objection to referring this back to the Governance Committee?
In other words, moving
to the governance portion of the agenda.
That's right.
Oh, the governance portion of the agenda.
That's right.
Oh, okay, I see. All right. Okay. Is there any objection to placing this from the consent item just back to the agenda item 5 and putting it as the would it be the first motion in the Governance Committee?
I'll leave that to Susan because she put the agenda together.
Yeah, I believe it would, in part because it is sending it to the LSBs for comment.
Okay, good. So that's what we'll do if there is no objection to that. All right, that's where it will be placed on the agenda.
But
it's going to be on the agenda for tonight, but it'll be as part of the Governance Committee motions. It'll be the
first
motion.
But there are several motions there already, so where would it fall?
It will be the first motion.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, any other changes to the agenda? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended. Okay, is there any objection to approving the agenda as amended? Hearing none, we will go on to approving scheduling the next meeting. And I believe, Susan, was this the intention to schedule the next teleconference or the next in-person meeting?
Actually, it was regarding the teleconference, but if this is an appropriate time to also talk about the in-person.
Okay. Is Wendy here?
Not yet.
Okay. So, Bonnie, you're on the coordinating committee. Do you want to report to this body what the coordinating committee came up with in terms of the in-person meeting, dates for the in-person meeting?
I can, or we could have it during a coordinating committee report of the committee reports, whatever you'd like. It's a pretty short report.
Okay.
I think Madam Chair, I apologize. I think I left coordinating committee off of the report.
Yeah, that's why I was bringing it up. I think that's basically the only thing to be reported out of the coordinating committee. So why don't we just take it up now, since it's at the top of the agenda.
Okay. The coordinating committee met and formed or is forming a working group to investigate various venues for housing and for meeting space for the in-person meeting in July. It was requested, as there is a big fundraising event that KPFT is doing on the weekend of the 18th, that we look at other weekends. There were a couple of people just on a personal level on the coordinating committee who have other family obligations on the 25th, but what we decided was that the working group would take a couple of weeks and go out and check various venues and possibilities for housing, and we would naturally, that whatever information comes back from that, help guide us further as to what date it would be, whether it would be the weekend of July 11th, the weekend of July, weekend of July 25th.
Kathy on the staff.
All right, Kathy.
WBAI will be doing a fundraiser in July. I don't know the exact dates, but I would hope that the meeting would not coincide with the fund drive.
How long is the fund drive going to be?
I don't know. Depends on the need for the budget.
Okay. Let's have the coordinating committee of the working group of the coordinating committee liaise with Kathy as the PNB director from who's the staff director from WBAI on and factor in the fund drive. The WBAI fund drive into the decision making about the in-person meeting.
Carolyn on the stack.
Okay, Carolyn.
Yeah, this is. I hope that the committees don't delay more than a few days, at most, in getting back with a firm date, because I don't think any of the public venues, New York City in the summer, is impossible, and we're going to have to do bed and breakfast and a lot of other venues. So between the two, I would really appreciate it if we could get notice on the LSB here very early, so we could help, you know, search out less common venues. We'll have to do that.
Madam Chair, can I speak to that for a moment?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Jamie with a point of order.
Yes. Go ahead, Jamie.
What is the topic that we're discussing right now?
The next meeting schedule.
The next teleconference?
In person.
In person, but then we'll take up the next teleconference also, because that has
to be decided.
We're
discussing
well.
The next in-person meeting right now?
Yes.
Mrs. Leslie, I'd like to be on the stack very briefly.
Sorry, I lost you for a moment. All right, Bonnie, did you want to be recognized?
I actually, you know, sure. The plan, Carolyn, was for the working group, which I believe Jamie is on it, and I believe he was going to solicit some other people from the New York area, was to go out and see if there is space at a university or at a nonprofit or some organization that's friendly to us that would make it reasonably priced for us to be able to meet there and check their schedules and come back in a week or so with what they had managed to come up. Is that correct, Jamie?
Madam Chair, we are at time.
Yes, that's correct. This was our decision at last night's meeting.
Okay, Jamie, can you ensure that you get with Kathy within the next day or two to find out what the July WBAI fund drive schedule is going to be?
Sure.
And how it can coincide or not interfere with the in-person meeting?
Point of information?
Yes.
Is the in-person meeting in New York or in Houston?
New York.
Okay.
Madam Chair, we are a minute over time.
All right. I would entertain a motion to extend time for 3 or 4 minutes so we can set a next teleconference date as well.
So moved.
Okay. Let's just refer this to the in-person meeting to further discussion by the working group of the coordinating committee. And any input that any of you have about your preferences for an in-person meeting date that will hopefully be sometime in July, please email it to Jamie. Is it okay if everyone emails it to you?
Yeah, so far the working group is Wendy and myself.
Okay, so as the New York contact, we'll make you the person to be the recipient of any info about the meeting or preferences. Okay, next PNB teleconference. We had been alternating Friday evenings and Sunday evenings. This day is an anomaly because
why it caught me off guard.
because of the Memorial Day weekend, most people were available. What is the preference? I would request that somebody come forward with a meeting schedule for teleconferences from now until the next in-person meeting. Does anyone have a suggestion?
I suggest that we continue with the procedure that we've had of alternating Fridays and Sundays as it's the days that we've done for the past, 18 months. And I certainly have ordered my schedule to accommodate that, and to have to change it again, I think, is unreasonable, and it's certainly burdensome.
Okay, so would you like to... all right, is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay, is there any objection to maintaining the Friday-Sunday alternating schedule for PNB teleconferences?
What dates would those be, Madam Chair?
Well, that's what we'll figure out next. Because we... Is there any objection to that?
It's hard to say without knowing whether it's a Friday and what date it is, or a Sunday and what date it is first.
Okay, so... will anyone suggest either, let's see, we're at the 27th,
How about, Madam Chair, how about Sunday the, the
7th?
Mm-hmm.
Cool, and then the next would be the 26th, 7th, 26th.
Actually, and I think 7th and 19th.
Oh, yeah, you're right. 7th and...
Madam Chair, are we
19th.
All... 19th. Yeah,
say those one more time, Madam Chair. Some of us were grabbing our pins and...
Okay, it would be, the next meeting would be Sunday, June 7th, and then the next meeting after that would be Friday, June 19th, and then the next meeting after that would be... okay, 1 week.
Question. Yes. Question, Richard.
July the
28th.
June the 28th.
Okay.
Very good. Three is
right.
More than enough.
Madam Chair, Bonnie Dustak.
Kathy,
point of information, Madam Chair, this is Richard.
Yes.
Did you say June the 7th and then the 19th? So it's 2 weeks. Okay.
June the 7th, June the 19th, and June the 28th.
Okay.
So that's Sunday, Friday, Sunday, 7th, 19th, 28th. Okay, there were people on the stack?
Bonnie the stack.
Okay.
And Kathy.
Okay.
And Madam Chair, we are over time by 1 minute.
All right.
Move to extend by 3 minutes.
Okay. Second?
And...
All right, any objection to a three-minute? Okay, three-minute extension, hearing none. Bonnie?
I just wondered if we shouldn't be considering not necessarily meeting every 12 days, and if we could consider the 7th and, as you had initially said, the 26th, and then the next meeting be the week following the 4th of July holiday, because with the schedule that you have now, you're going to have a meeting falling during the 4th of July holiday.
Okay. That would be a substitute motion.
Yeah, that would be my motion.
Is there a second?
I second that.
Okay.
Give
me those dates again. The 7th, the
7th, the 26th,
uh-huh,
and July 12th.
Okay. All right. So that's the substitute motion to have the next three meetings be June 7th, June 26th, and July 12th. Is there any discussion about that?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Carolyn?
Yeah, I don't think we should consider July at the moment, because we don't know when the in-person meeting will be. I think, unfortunately, every 12 days is probably reasonable, but I'd like to do it without considering July, if that's possible.
I didn't understand that. Every 12 days is reasonable or unreasonable?
I think it's reasonable, given our schedule and all the things going on, but I don't think we need to consider July in that schedule. Three meetings in June, if we could go to two meetings in June, that might be all right, but three in June seems necessary, but I don't think we need to consider July now. We might end up with our in-person meeting on that weekend, so we don't know yet. I would like to just consider the schedule and substitute.
Okay, so that would be an amendment to the substitute motion, which would be to strike the July 12th date and just have June 7th and June 26th as the next two meetings. Is there a second to Carolyn's amendment to strike?
Yes. Second, yeah.
All right.
But
is there any objection to that amendment? All right, hearing none, we're back at the substitute motion, which is to have the next two meetings be on July 7th and July the 26th. I mean, June 7th and June 26th. Okay, so why don't we just take a roll call vote? It's between that and between having it at June 7th, 19th, and 28th. So it's either having three meetings in June or two meetings in June.
This is Kathy.
Yes.
Point of order.
Okay.
Can't take a roll call vote between two different.
No, I'm not. We'll take a roll call vote first on the substitute motion, which is your motion to have the two meetings in June, one on the 7th and one on the 26th. So, Richard, can you do that?
Sherry Gindelman.
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons.
Yes.
Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Joe Gonzalez.
I'm going to pass right now.
Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Rico Ross.
Yes.
George Ryder. Sandra Rawline. Wendy Schrell.
Yes.
Susan Young.
Yes.
Nia Bediako.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
Pass.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Jamie Ross. Jamie? Can't hear you, Jamie. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Who said King?
Abstain.
David Beaton? Afia Wagaza? Yep. Oh, David? Yes, okay. Afia?
Yes.
Okay.
Joe Gonzalez pass.
Yes.
And Carolyn Burden pass.
Abstain.
Okay, so the next two meetings will be June 7th and June 26th. All right, we'll continue on with the agenda. Next thing is approval of the minutes. Has anyone?
I'm on the call. This is LaVarn.
Yes. Hi, LaVarn. Okay, we're at the minutes. Would anyone like to make any corrections to the minutes as sent out by Richard at 3:30 this afternoon? These are minutes for the in-person meeting.
Those are for the open in-person meeting.
Open in-person meeting. Are there any corrections or...
Madam Chair?
Yes.
May I ask if most people have the chance to go through these as it is a three-day meeting?
Is there anyone who objects to approving the minutes at this time? Or can we...
Point of information?
Yes.
Is it not true that the minutes, even if approved at this time, could be amended at a later date if a discrepancy was discovered?
Yes.
This is Leslie. If I could ask, George, isn't there a more complicated procedure for doing that, for amending minutes in Robert's rules?
George is not here.
Oh. Then I believe there is a more complicated procedure that involves a two-thirds vote or an attachment to the minutes or something like that. It can be done, but it's complicated.
Madam Chair, this is all speculation right now.
I'm looking it up right now, Sean.
Thank you very much.
Okay, well, while Leslie is looking it up, I'd like to say that on page 6 of the minutes in the local station board election policy, this is an error in the policy itself. Looking at point 3, paragraph 2, it says 60-second cards and 6 30-second cards shall be aired each day in rotation. And then it says this is 6. 6 is incorrect. It should say this is 12 cards total aired in rotation each day of the nomination period. So I'd like that correction to be made of that, the 6 in that second sentence of paragraph 2 of item 3.
And is that a motion or does it need a second?
It's just basically a correction to the motion itself.
This is 6, and it should be this is 12.
Yes.
Hey, oh, I see. Okay, I got you.
It's just an arithmetic error.
A clerical error. Yeah, I got it.
A clerical error.
Thank you. Thank
Madam Chair,
yes, we're trying to decide whether we should approve these minutes tonight. Why don't we take the 10 minutes out to look over them and approve them or correct them rather than having them hang over to the next meeting?
I was going to suggest it be tabled till the next meeting, but if you prefer and the board agrees to that, that's fine.
Well, let's take a straw vote. Oh, no, we can't do that easily. Would you like to make a motion to table to postpone consideration until the next meeting?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Hello, Madam Chair.
Yes. Sandra?
Sandra, yes, thank you. I'm sorry, I joined the call late. I got home. Has the agenda been approved?
Yes, the agenda's been approved. We're on approving the minutes of the in-person meeting, the open session of the in-person meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so... where were we, Bonnie? Were you making?
I moved that we postpone consideration of these minutes until the next meeting.
Okay. Is there a second?
So that we have time to go.
Second. Second. Me a second.
Okay. Is there any objection to postponing this? The consideration of these minutes. Okay. Hearing no objection to postponing this to the next teleconference, the consideration of the minutes is postponed.
And Madam Chair, I might add, if anybody comes across a typo like that or something that needs to be changed, just send it to me and I'll go ahead and update it.
Okay. Thank you, Richard. All right. The next item on the agenda, we don't have any other minutes to approve, do we, Richard, for tonight? Okay, very good. Next thing on the agenda is acknowledgments. Does anyone have an acknowledgement? And, Sean, this is a five-minute item.
Thank you. Kathy on the stack.
Okay, Kathy.
Lavarne.
All right.
Mia.
Okay, Kathy, you go first, and then Lavarne and Mia.
Yes, I wanted to just first acknowledge the WBI listeners have been responding very well to our fund drive. And once again, acknowledge Tony B. for the hard work that he's doing, as well as the many producers who have really stepped up and pushed very hard to make the fund drive apparently successful thus far. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Next is Lavarne.
I just want to echo what Kathy said and also to let you know that we certainly appreciate the work that Kathy's doing also during this fun drive to make it a success so far today with three-eighths days to go. And we have so far the listeners, like you said, have really pledged to staff and everyone. And the count at 3 p.m. today was 707,535. And the goal, I believe, was $672,000.
Wow. Can you repeat that, Laverne? What's the...
At 3 p.m. today, we were at WBAI, the listeners, the station, the staff. The amount raised in pledges was $707,535. And
wow.
The goal... $172,000. So we've exceeded the goal. I mean, the staff, the station, everyone, and everyone's blessings and good thoughts have made this happen. So thank you.
Wow, that's amazing.
Oh, wow.
And today was what day of the fund drive?
The millions.
It's 24 and 5/8. Or 20, yeah, 24 and 5/8. We have three more to go.
Okay, thank you.
Congratulations.
That's very, very well done. Very encouraging. Thank you, Laverne.
Thank you, Kathy, and thanks, you know, everyone who's listening from BAI and throughout the network who've really encouraged us and really helped to make this a success for the network, not just for the station alone. But thank you.
Yes, thank you to all. Nia, you're next.
Yes, I was going to also say thank you to all the listeners who have been pledging and for the staff under the circumstances, and also to the listeners who write to us constantly expressing their disagreement with what's going on at the station.
Okay. Are there any other acknowledgments?
I would like to join the previous comments of Kathy and Laverne and to express deep appreciation for the vision, the courage, the persistence, and the commitment that both you, Grace Aaron, as interim ED, and Laverne as interim CFO and WBAI GM have shown despite the hostilities and and pettiness that seem to persist despite the success and the forward of the CAI family.
Thank you, Ifia. Any other acknowledgments? Is that? Go ahead. Go ahead.
I would want to endorse what Ifia just said, and I'd like to acknowledge those listeners who see it like most of us on the board that BAI needed some attention, and just thank them very much for seeing it our way and not necessarily the way of the conspiracy theorists.
Okay.
And
any other?
Lastly,
Sandra?
And I'd like to disassociate myself from the characterizations of our listeners that have just been broadcast over the Internet.
Okay. Any other acknowledgments?
This is Sandra.
Okay, Sandra, go ahead.
I would like to acknowledge each and everyone who sent in their resumes for the executive director position, the CFO position, and the HR position. The personnel committee has whittled it down to 6 persons vying for the executive director position and 4 persons vying for the CFO position. The HR director is a temporary position, but he seems to be doing a good job, and it's the responsibility of the ED to hire a permanent HR director.
And we are at time, Madam Chair, we are at time by 49 seconds.
Okay, finish your thoughts, Sandra.
Well, my thought is we have some really good candidates, and the personnel committee is looking into all of them, and I have contacted all of the potential applicants, and they are willing to be on a conference call on June the 4th.
Okay, thank you. The next thing on the agenda is my report. I'd like to, which is 10 minutes, just including Q&A. So I'd like to turn over the chair to Joe. Are you available, Joe?
Yes.
Okay. So let me get up my PNB report to the PNB, which I just wrote quickly a few minutes before the meeting. The first thing is Tony Rillo is now the National Development Director, and he's here's an excerpt from a letter. He actually, let me tell you something. I made a mistake here. I believe that the indented part of what I just sent out might be considered a contract negotiation, so I'm not going to read it out loud, and I'd like the board to understand that this is this should be considered possibly confidential. So if anyone sends out my report, please take out that section. But Tony is talking about a financially favorable possible contract. He's also working on some grant opportunities through the CPB, and thanks to efforts by Sean Casey O'Brien, he'll be working on federal stimulus grants that Sean helped us locate through Congressman Henry Waxman's office. Ahmaud Anderson, our interim HR director, is working to centralize anti-discrimination and sexual harassment training so that all staff, both paid and unpaid, can complete it online. He's proposed that an additional online module be added to this training. That module is staff evaluation procedures. He'd like this to be completed not only by supervisors who will conduct routine staff evaluations, but also by all paid staff so that they understand the evaluation process. I think this is an excellent idea and have instructed him to move forward with this addition, this additional module to the sexual harassment and anti-discrimination training. Ahmaud has been fully on the job, is now in New York helping LaVarne with WBAI, and has been working on other HR matters at a number of stations. LaVarne Williams, our interim CFO, is also the acting GM of WBAI. She's doing a terrific job of turning that station around while also still functioning as interim CFO. As far as KPFT goes, KPFT's recent fund drive was a bit weak but still improved over their winter drive, which is encouraging. A new program council has been formed and promises to be highly functional and hopefully help the station move forward to improve programming. At KPFK, KPFK's recent fund drive, which just ended a few days ago, will probably just about meet its expected goal when online pledges are added to its total. That's a relief, as its winter drive was under budget by about 15%. However, it looks as though KPFA will be able to end the fiscal year on budget. They did do a one-day drive. I believe it was one day that raised over $60,000. About a month ago. As far as KPFK, KPFK's fund drive starts next week, and I wish them good luck. And you should also take a look at the very positive, long LA Times article, KPFK's Spanish language shows, about one of KPFK's Spanish language shows. It's in the May 24th entertainment section of the Los Angeles Times. I don't know how WPFW is doing. Maybe one of the directors from that station can let us know how their current fund drive has been faring. WBAI is much improved, as LaVarne has just mentioned. The fund drive is averaging 20 to 30% better per day in comparison to various drives, depending upon which drive you compare it to. But it's at least 20% improved. On its per day performance. I hired Les Radke as a national election supervisor. He'll give a report in a few minutes. And he's whizzing ahead in hiring local election supervisors. And Roseanne Barr and Dr. Helen Caldicott have both agreed to record election cards. And that's about all for now that I have to tell you. Are there any questions, I guess?
Yeah, I'll take a stack for questions for Grace.
Yeah, Bonnie just stack.
Hey, Bonnie, anybody else?
Jamie?
Okay.
Jamie, first act.
Thanks. Is anybody else?
You see after that.
Got it. Bonnie, Jamie, and Fia.
Yeah, I just didn't understand, Grace, about the additional module to the training for paid staff about the evaluation process.
There should be routine evaluations processes done of staff by their supervisors.
Correct.
So that module is about that procedure.
Is there an additional charge for adding a module?
It's very very modest.
We were talking about $15,000 to do all of the staff for the sexual harassment training. What is the additional amount?
We've done some comparison shopping, and we've contacted and gotten bids from three different vendors, and it's coming in even a little under 15, including everything. $15 a person.
All right. Yeah, I guess I'm just not grasping what that is, what you're explaining about evaluations to paid staff, but maybe it's just me.
Well, every paid staff should be evaluated by his or her supervisor on a regular basis. That's a normal part of what employers should do,
right,
is to evaluate the job performance of all of its paid staff. So an explanation of the processes and procedures and reasons for routine evaluations will be explained in this module to supervisors, but also to paid staff, so that they understand when and why and how they will be evaluated.
And I just don't know, is there a standard procedure that is universal throughout the network, and is that memorialized somewhere?
Do you know of any, Bonnie?
No, I'm asking. If there is, I don't know.
Okay. Well, there may be, there may not be, but nonetheless, the reasoning and objectives doing routine evaluations should be understood by our supervisors and also by our staff, and that is what our HR director is strongly suggesting, and I really agree.
So maybe the HR director is writing this policy?
No, it's a standard module in a training module that many corporations and nonprofits and other corporations use. But anyway, we can you can look at it before it's rolled out. Let everyone on the board look at these modules, training modules, before they're rolled out.
Great.
Okay.
Okay, Jamie?
Wendy on the stack, please.
Yes, and Leslie on the stack. I don't know if you got me, Joe, or not.
I got you now.
Thank you.
Lizette.
All right.
Okay, can I go?
Yeah, go ahead, Jamie.
Okay, Grace, one small correction or clarification. You said that KPFA is on budget for the rest of the year. You just meant for fundraising, right? For fundraising and fund drive, not all together, because to my understanding, they haven't made the staff cuts that they were supposed to make.
I may be incorrect in what I stated.
Not making those staff cuts puts their salary expenses at a level that's higher than what the budget expects, and you know I would expect would lead to continued short deficits overall, even if they meet their fundraise goals, which they appear to have done in the recent drive, which is good. But I just wanted to not, you know.
Yeah, okay, I spoke with Lem today, and she said that they're going to be making necessary adjustments in order to ensure that the budget, they come in on budget by the end of the fiscal year. Hopefully that will be possible. I think it looks much more possible now that the fund drive basically reached its goal. So you are right. I believe that KPFA is in the process of taking those austerity measures that were promised in the budget. So, but Lemlem did assure me that adjustments would be made to ensure that they were on budget. KPFA is on budget by the end of the fiscal year.
Okay, thanks.
Sophia?
I wanted to, this is more a comment than a question, to add recognition for Ken Aaron for the very creative and engaging script for the election. And I thought that he ought to be recognized for that and our appreciation expressed.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Hey, great. Madam Chair, we are at time by 24 seconds.
Okay, let's continue on then to the next item on the agenda.
I'd like to move to extend for 5 minutes. I think there are people still on the stack.
Second.
Is there a second to that or an objection?
Second.
Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes?
No.
Fair enough. Go ahead. Wendy's next on the stack.
Okay, on the subject of KPFA as a donor to that station, I got a letter 2 days ago from Lemlem saying that had reached $660,000 in the on-air drive, but the goal was $700,000. So to me, that sounded like they were off by 40. And I got it that I know how it works, that, you know, in the next couple days, I don't know how long, maybe it's even longer at KPFA, that donations continue to come in. So are you guys saying that $40,000 worth of donations, that's simple, and that means that a $660,000 out of $700 means you actually made the goal? That's one question. The second question is, I'm kind of getting the impression that I'm not getting PNB emails. I see I've had trouble with Leslie emails for a while, and like I didn't get any report from Grace just now, and I haven't seen any scripts from Ken Aaron, and I'm kind of now starting to realize that I'm not getting a whole bunch of PNB emails. So if people are sending stuff to my Gmail account, please don't. The Radio for Houston one is the right one. If anybody can help me shed any light on that, I'd appreciate it.
Wendy, okay. The only one that I can get through on is the Gmail one.
Yeah, I know. And so, yeah, so I do appreciate that you try other things. But it's you and Leslie are the only ones that doesn't work for, so I don't understand what's going on. But if I've been quiet lately, folks, it's because I'm not getting your stuff. So anyway,
okay.
So Grace,
Wendy,
is that your understanding? Am I getting it on the KPFA drive?
Let me explain my attitude about this. I'm feeling tremendous relief that WBAI's fund drive has improved in performance.
Right.
Also, KPFA's winter fund drive was 15% under budget. It will probably reach its budgeted goal. KPFA's most recent fund drive, which ended just a few days ago, will probably reach its goal as there is still some pitching for online donations.
Okay.
So,
Grace,
my enthusiasm. Let me just finish my thought. My enthusiasm for it is that. It's not really bleak. The last set of fund drives were really pretty under budget for the most part. So those even KPFT's recent fund drive was short, but was 11% short, whereas the winter drive was 23% short. So we're still not in great shape, but we're a lot better than it looked a few months ago.
Jamie, could I respond to Wendy's question?
Go ahead quickly, Jamie.
Wendy asked about KPFA's goal, and they had gotten 660 over a goal versus the goal of 700. Actually, I believe the budget goal for this drive is 680. So to get 660, and they expect some more, maybe they won't get to 680, but they'll come quite close.
Okay, thanks, Jamie. Leslie?
Yes, just a brief comment. Although Travel Tips for Aslan is a wonderful show, it is not a Spanish language show. That's all I wanted to add to that comment.
Sorry
another
about
email
that.
I didn't get. One of my favorites.
Okay, Lizette is next.
I don't have to, it's okay.
Fair enough. So I will move on to the next item, and I'll turn the chair over back to Grace.
Okay, thank you, Joe. The next item is the interim CFO report. LaVorne?
Hi, yeah, I'm here. I've been traveling, plus I've had like a really, in addition to doing the BAI in contact.
Excuse me, Madam Chair, our interim CFO. What is the time on this?
Richard, what is the time on it? I don't have the agenda in front
of
me.
Yeah, I don't see it here. I have it.
It's 10 minutes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. My apologies. I've been kind of working out of the office and out in New York over the last... kind of like Harrod, as you probably can guess. But, Wendy, I just sent you, did you say to send the notes to Radio for All or Radio for All, or which one should we send it to? Wendy, are you there?
Wendy at radio4houston.org.
Okay, I just sent it so it couldn't be delivered. But the other point is that ever since I've been there, I've had problems with my Pacifica.org account. Send an attachment, everything. And then, in addition to that, being on computers that has Windows 07, nothing is compatible. So I lost a lot of information I needed to send out, which were the financials I had to create.
LaVorne, your voice is really breaking up.
Madam Chair, this is she's breaking up, garbled.
LaVorne, do you want to get moved to a better phone?
You know, I'm traveling and I'm having problems with computers and phones. But let me try another phone, and let me get back on in 3 minutes. Is that okay?
Okay, we'll switch you around with the election report.
All right, great. Thanks.
Great. Okay, so let's move to Les Radke while LaVorne is fixing her phone situation. Les, can you give us an election report?
Yes. So let me be quick with the report and long with answering questions if you want. I'm going to go through what has been done, what is being done, and what is yet to be done. What has been done, and these are acknowledgments both for John and for Otis McClay, who really are good. Any questions that you have about the Pacifica.org thing, they have been very good in both answering, and Otis has written a very nice PHP form to put the nomination forms up on the Pacifica.org website on the front page. And when you go to it to download, it asks for name and address and things. That all gets sent to me. By the way, somebody mentioned that I should at least put up there that goes to the election supervisors. So that means at all five stations, anybody who tries to download a nomination form, we get the information. So that gives us an idea of the traffic. It really, really is helpful because we know what's going on at the station, whether the message is getting out or not. We're now putting the links on each individual station, so people will go to the individual station, like a KPFT. They'll click on it.
Excuse me, could you speak up a little bit, please?
Certainly.
Thanks.
They click on the link, and it automatically goes to Pacifica.org, where the forms are. Right now, we have the listener forms. I've rewritten the staff forms, and they'll be going up within the next 24 hours. So the forms are there. Local election supervisors, they are already at work in Washington, D.C., Houston, and L.A. And one of the things that we're attempting to do, and I'm getting people to agree to work with them on this, are having election committees which can spread the word, because our intent this time is to try to use this as outreach as much as possible to expand memberships, to expand the pool of candidates, to expand how many people work on the elections and are aware of the station. There's a couple things that the National Election Committee has asked for. One, and we'll be dealing with that. One is that when candidates fill out their forms, that they each be given a blog. Each candidate be given a blog. So we'll be trying to do that. I was asked to check on putting the names of active members on each station. That I will have to, I want to make sure legally that that's all right. It'll just be the person's name. That's all, nothing else. They'll be able to click on their name, and it'll tell them whether they're active, whether their membership is active or not. We're working on that now. A third thing that the National Election Committee asked me to do, or that we talked about doing, is putting out scenarios for the fair campaign process and having them look at it so that we start having standards on this. Each national election supervisor has slightly different standards of how to approach this. We want to make sure people understand the standards before nomination process begins, which is Monday. And then finally, probably the thing that most general managers and many people have talked to me about, the resolution about the carts. And what we're trying to do with those is to make them a little, well, if you had a choice between sex or listening to the carts, we want to make sure you listen to the carts. So we're trying to get people who have clever ideas, and Ken certainly should be acknowledged as one of those, to break the way we look at this stuff. And we're also got a long list of people who semi have agreed to make the carts. We got this formally Roseanne Barr and Helen Caldicott, but there's a number of others who are in this list. So that's where we are right now, and I'm open to questions. I want to say that anybody who wants to contact me, I'm giving my cell phone number. It's 510-798-8622. And my email works, and I get lots and lots of email already. It's les@pacifica.org.
You're stacked, Grace. This is me.
Sorry. I was off there for a minute. I had muted. Yes, you're on the stack, Nia.
Yes.
And,
Les?
Go ahead.
Yep. Yeah, what was the Elections Committee rationale for wanting to put out the current members' names?
So that people could decide to join if they weren't active members and couldn't vote in the election. In other words, if I'm, you know, what will happen is, and at some of the stations that I was at, I was almost physically attacked. People saying, I'm a member, and I wasn't given a ballot. And of course, we checked their membership, and the last time they gave was 2 years ago. Is there an easy way for them to check that they're active members? That would be the rationale.
Could I ask a follow-up question? Grace?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, the question is a statement. I'm concerned about those listeners who would not want their names published. I don't know. I'm concerned about that.
I'm concerned about that, too. I said this is something that was suggested, so we're looking at it. I haven't made a decision about this, and I think ultimately it's not my decision.
You know, this is a very easy thing. A little computer program can be used. There can be a place for a last name and a first name. It can go to the database and say whether those names are in the database, that name is in the database, without giving a whole list for people to look at. It's a very simple thing. So all the person is doing is putting in his or her own name, and then the program will check if it's on the list and give a response of yes or no.
So what Grace is saying is that
would be the easiest way to do that.
Right. So what Grace is saying is that basically there won't be a list of names for people to look at. That will not be there.
So I just want to make sure that the language is corrected, because what you just said, Grace, I could go along with that. That's a query. That's different from what Les said. I just want to be sure.
Well, let's make sure that it's just a query, Les, okay?
Well, absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
Next on Lizette.
Yes. I am a little bit concerned that everything seemed to be focused on a website. I think that in itself might cause some difficulties for some of our listeners to get information, especially those who might not own a computer and have to wait maybe to go to a library and pay to get access to that information. So I just wonder if we can think of other ways of making the information available.
Absolutely. Les, we need an 800 number as soon as possible.